Praise the Lord. We need to stand and praise the Lord. The Lord is in the house this morning. He's here. Hallelujah. And since we didn't got no program fixed, we just ought to praise him. Just praise him just a little bit more for me, please. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I just want to thank the Lord. He's a good God. He's just good. Thank you, Jesus. I praise him. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord. I praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I praise your name. Thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't know, hallelujah, what's going on. But the Holy Spirit told us last couple weeks, the devil vying for your mind. We're going through things. I don't know if everybody, but Jackie, you're not the only one going through. What is going on? And all of a sudden, the Lord comes upon trying to tell us, you know, no matter what is happening in this hour, in this day, with all going on, and all this stuff that's going on, you're going to have to hear his voice say, you're mine. And you got to remember that you belong to God. I say, you got to remember that you belong to God. Or you'll walk around in days and in a daze. And so I said, Lord, what in the world? But the Lord let me know, you know, I'm going to say this and you can sit down. But praise the Lord, I was today I got up and I teach the church's bag somewhere. And I remember that I had went out in the Cadillac when I went to the bank this last time. And I looked around that house, you may be seated, and I looked and I looked and I looked till I was just distraught. So I told the Lord, I said, God, if I keep misplacing this thing, I'm just going to tell somebody to take it over because I can't find a bag. This is ridiculous. I don't know what I've done with it. I just don't know. And I'm getting a little upset. And so the Lord said, didn't I tell you to lay your cares upon me? I said, okay, I cast this care upon you. Where that bag at? I'm casting this care upon you. I'm still looking at the basement. I'm going up and down the stairs. I guess I'm saying, what is she going up the basement, down the basement? Because I goes in the basement sometimes. And I said, Lord, I just don't know what I did. So I said, I'm going to cast this care upon you. I said, I'm just going to let you. I mean, after about 10 minutes, I'm going to be frank with you. I mean, I look for that bag. I'm looking in where I usually supposed to keep it in a drawer. Because I always tell you to keep everything in the same place. Well, I say, well, how come I didn't put that in there? How come I didn't put that? And I said, Lord, I know I'm getting older. I said, but ain't nowhere in this Bible tell me I got to lose my mind. We just have too much on our minds. It's young folks. Y'all don't think good as I do. So I feel really good about that. But I just want to thank the Lord. Let me tell you, his word is true. You can depend on his word if you just do what he says. So I just got in the car and Ernie said, honey, what car you drive? I said, I'm going to drive. You know, we drive my Cadillac every Sunday. So he pulled his truck out from under. And I just got in the car and my hand went to the side of the Cadillac. And there was the bag. And I say, Lord have mercy, when are we going to learn? Amen. So it takes a little time to learn. But all this week I've been in Colossians and I've been praying. I said, God, you help me if it's something this is for me, and I need to tell my people something. I've gotten to the place where I was telling my daughter, I said, people got to be taught everything now. He said, teach them to observe all things. So when can I teach other things? You know what I mean? Like how to keep your money. How to have priorities. Oh, okay. I'm surprised. I just get down in my spirit. I said, Lord, what in the world? Do we have to teach everything? He said, observe them to observe all things. I said, well, you have to give me some messages in between there because, you know, I go out. I'm trying to get folks. I'm going. I don't want to go past. We can't go past where we're supposed to be. You understand what I'm saying? If we're supposed to be ready, he ain't either trying to go up there. Amen. And I feel like there are people here, there's different classes of people here. 30, 60, 100, some want to go on, some sitting in, some younger people here, and some people just got saved and this kind of thing. So I'm asking God for wisdom and understanding that I may teach you all things if I'm supposed to. Because I wouldn't want you coming from this church and get put out because you couldn't save your money. It looks bad on me. Yeah. I mean, especially if you're making it. Hello, you put your head down, but I'm just telling you the truth. God is telling me we are not good stewards. Amen. We need to be good stewards. All that goes with being a Christian. All that goes with being a Christian, being a good steward. Now, this was not my message. God knows it was not. I'm sitting there crying with Lord, what up, and I'm, you know, and I just got up and poop come out. We got to learn how to be good stewards, children of God, over what God give us. You can't have it and spend it. I tell my son, he's bad with money. And he said, Mom, I ain't got money. I said, well, you spend it. You can't have money and spend it. You have to keep it if you want it. Hello? And there's nothing wrong with you having you a little bank account somewhere with you some money in it. Come on now. You know, and then... Well, I didn't prepare this. I'm just, this was nothing. I didn't prepare. But I want to see you all be blessed. I said, good Lord. So now if you got a job making six figures and all this kind of stuff, you ought to have some money. Get out. You ought to get out of debt. Children, come on now. And I said, Lord, what have I missed? Somebody said, ooh, you got a car. Yeah, but see, we had some priorities. We had priorities, me and Dad. We did. Now, I spend money, but Dad is very frugal. But I didn't always spend it. Sister, I didn't always. I had one dress and one pair of shoes, and Dad did too. And ain't thought nothing about it. I'm not saying go get one dress and one pair of shoes. I'm not telling you that. But I knew what I had to do. I had children. I knew Dad worked in the wintertime. I couldn't go out and spend all his money. Then, you know, how we going to live during the winter? You know, I had to save. I had to learn how to save. But we got it honestly. We saved it. Y'all put me out if you want to. But you can't put me out. You all need a budget. Say budget. Lord, where is this coming from? You need a budget. You pay your tithes, give to God, give to people, and you sit down, and you all stay out the restaurant so much if you can't afford it. Just because she can go to the restaurant, you may can't go. Just like I can go, you can't go. If you know you can't go, don't go. Put you some money in the bank, have you something up that you can call your own. Well, something happened, you ain't going, oh, I ain't got nothing. I said, well, then we run about here, you know, Dad work hard. I say, how come they ain't got nothing? They'll step there, tell me what God done did, getting all this money. Put you some money up. You supposed to have, is that right, Stephanie? Oh, my God, yeah, Stephanie, she can preach this. She could preach this. I mean, when she was a teenager, she would write up her budget and put it and tack it on the door, on the back of the door. And then she know, and her husband even say, Stephanie knows what to do with money. Her husband said that. Now, that's good, ain't it, when your husband say something about it. I'm not fussing at you, but I want to see you do better. I want you all that's got money, y'all, go get y'all a budget. Stop talking, I ain't got time. Go get you a budget. You don't know that you can go on Google and Google anything. You Google will tell you anything. I ain't got to tell you how to make no budget. Google will tell you. I want to keep my uric acid and my cholesterol and keep Daddy up, his, you know, and my blood sugar and all this. And so I said, oh, I wonder if they got a meter that do all that. Somebody said, he ain't got nothing like that. I said, he went to the moon. Do you know they got a meter, that the three-prong meter that would keep all those different things, and even your A1C? I went on Google. Is there a uric acid meter? Google say, boom. Yes, it's a uric acid meter. You keep your uric acid and your cholesterol and your glucose all in one meter with three different strips. Really? So don't tell me you can't know how to budget your money. You get your budget. It's not that's holy. They have somewhere you keep your money. You spend this for this and that for that and that for that. That's holiness. And that's a steward. God gonna ask us what we did with our money too. He gonna ask us how do you do that? Ain't that right, sister? Now this mama, she's very few because she was raised like this, and she was raised. You know what I say? America need to get something happen to her, so she'll know what to do. That's right. Amen. What you see out there is something we saved. Daddy said we saved it. Amen. Is that okay? I'm supposed to be teaching that here. I'm supposed to have some. Amen. I want to see you blessed. I just want to see you blessed. I want to see you intelligent. I want to see you to be able to give. We like to be able to give others, right? We rather get, well, now if we're giving now, and we're supposed to be blessed. Ain't that right? Amen. Let's go to Colossians. Father, I just love your people. I want to see them grow. I want to see us not only just grow in other things, but in the things of the world. We got to learn how to live in this world. Amen. You do this, you're going to be happy. You're going to have another kind of testimony. You do this with God telling you this morning. Amen. Because we're living in this world, and we, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen up the road, and I really don't care. I just want to be ready. Ain't that right? As I was reading Paul's writing to the Colossian church, I got really, really excited about this Colossians, the first chapter. Like most of us, we read through the Bible a couple times in our lives. But, Father, I just want to thank, pray, I just thank him. I got up this morning, and I said, God, I'm 77 and I'm another day. But let me get up with my legs I can walk. And I went to the store, I call her name, but anyway. I went in and Ernest said, Sister So-and-so down there. I said, so I went on down there to see. She said, you ain't going to accept it no way. I said, you sure got that right. Got no nothing in my knees. I thank God for that. I know it's God. I thank him. You know what I'm saying? Just getting a little forgetful where I put the keys at. But I don't start putting them in one place like I told y'all to do. You know, I want the Holy Spirit to show me. And if you show me, this one, honest to goodness, I said, I'll show them if you're older. Hallelujah. When I didn't know you was getting, I said, Lord, my baby. Let's see. Lord, I said, oh, my Lord. But there's a way to live even when you get older. We should know more about us. Let's start asking God to put this thing down in us. So that be part of us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so. Hallelujah. Because I'm just so glued in here. But this is take us on to a higher height. You got to. You just been saved. Because if you don't, you're not going to make it. I'm just going to be frank. You're not going to make it. Just that we forgot. We say it. But he said a new commandment so many times, but I said, Lord, I read it this time. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. And I said, well, yeah, Lord, we're supposed to love one another. Paul, we're going to start at the first verse, and I'm going to do a little reading this morning. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace. How these men of God went out and won and loved God and won nations and pine, all these different places and won these churches to God. And then they will send people back to jail after. But this, he sent Timotheus to see how the church at Colossae was doing. He said, wait for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, listen, of your faith and we heard of your love. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and fruit, as it doth also in you. Since the day we heard it, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is God that he felt that could bless him, who also declared unto us, listen, but he, your love in the Spirit. Jesus is looking for our love. I'm telling you. We also, since the day we heard it, since we heard about how you, we do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might now, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, they didn't have that because he said he's praying for it. And the Lord told me, say, that is the second love. Then they will get the spiritual knowledge and all of the spirit. Got to do that first. Got to do that first. He said that ye might be, listen, that every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Don't we want to do that? His glorious power unto all patience and long suffering. If you can have all that, then you grown just about it. So I'm grown. He said, because you got love, now you have this love, you can receive understanding and grace. He said, I love this. He said, in whom we have redemption, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now he's getting ready to talk about God, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into light. And the forgiveness of sins. We know we are forgiven of our sins. Who is, and I begin to, you know me, I like to copy, I like to put lines on the stuff. If you ain't too, he say, for by him, he's talking about God. He's talking in the hearts of your people that's invisible. You're giving us something that we can't. It comes out when we know, you know, somehow we reach up and it's there. You understand these things? Now he saved us from our sins, delivered us from our sins, children of God. Your sins saved, and also things that you need right now. Things that you turmoil and your mind is going to, I'm telling you, I hope you can understand this. There's going to be things you'll be set up, what is, why I'm going through this? It's the day you're living in. It's the day you ain't got much time. So you got to stick to the word as sticky as you can. You got to stick with that as much as you can in order to be able to overcome what the devil tried to do to the church. He said, for by him, well, all listen, but by him, I want you to know he's great. He said, by him were all things created, that in heaven and that are in earth, visible things, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. So no matter what you go through in life, everything was created by God, and God is able to deliver you from everything you go through. For by him there is no dominion, no power. And I begin to understand, God put this down to me, and I've been preaching it all the week. I said, Lord, by you all things are created. By you, Lord, and for you. Y'all understand? Come on, come on. Listen, he said by him. Now he said, Paul, now when he get down here, I hope the Lord do you for you. And he is above all things, listen to this, and by him, Paul says, all things consist. All things by him. I say by him. I say by him. And look what Paul, he got so excited out here. I love it. He say, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he might have the preeminence. Hallelujah. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. He said, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. Listen to him. He said, by him I say. I said, ooh, Jesus, I almost jumped up. He said, by him, I say. It's by him. Listen, he's trying to get us to know that it's by him. I know we understand, but it's by him. He was telling the Colossian church, it's by him. He's going to be there. Everything you go through, everything we suffer, sister, Everything your mind suffer. There'll be some things coming your mind ain't never coming your mind. And you got to, you wonder what in the world is going on. But I can see something. I'm sitting here, hollering with the children singing. I'm loving it, everything. And God put something in my heart. And I said, God, I said, you ready? I said, I'll do whatever you say. Hallelujah, I'll do whatever you say, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just to that place. Whatever you say, let's do it. Amen. You show me how and I'll do it. Praise the Lord. Because he says by him, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, it's all by him. You're not going to go through anything that's not by him. He can solve any problem. He's able. By him all things consist. And I want to preach that to me, Al, until when somebody come in here dead, I know it's by him they can be raised from the dead. By him, hallelujah, I want to preach it until it get down in my soul. This is what he's doing for your pastor. I don't think you spend time, he don't give you something. 21 days, 30 days. And I thought about it, I said, Lord, I don't know if I did. He said, 21 days, 30 days, you did what I told you. Now I'm getting ready to do something. I'm getting ready to do something. And he said, it ain't going to be nothing like they expect. He said, it's not going to be like the church expect. So get ready to be persecuted because it ain't going to be like that. That's what he told me. So if you didn't want to go, somebody said, well, I love you, I'll go. But you know, they told Jesus that too. So I'm getting ready for whatever happens. I told him, I said, I don't care what happened. I just want to see you move. I don't care how you do it. I hope I take a few with me, but hey, if I don't, I just, hey, amen, because it ain't nothing like you suspect. I said, it's nothing like you are suspecting. I know you are suspecting this and that, and the Lord to do this and that. I've been doing the same thing. I've been expecting, and I said, I'm going to stop expecting. I don't know what's going on. I said, Lord, you tell me. Somebody in my same trend, somebody in my trend here. I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I said, but I do know it's you. I know, God, that you are God. And I know, God, you want people saved. And I know people you want to be seen and lifted up and glorified. It's going to be by him, D. It's going to be by him. No man ain't getting no glory. He tired of men. He didn't. Y'all read in y'all Sundays, the teaching of it. He didn't commit himself into man. He know what's in man. Now he getting ready to be committed to Father, committing everything to him. It's by him. And this church is going to be through him, where they're going to do things through Jesus Christ. And he's going to be lifted up. He's going to be praised. It ain't going to be no man, brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so. It ain't going to be like that. Let me see y'all. Say amen if you don't. He's always intended to be like that. He said, hallelujah. And then I got to there and I just said, by him, I say. I think Paul was trying to say something there. He said, I'm telling you, it's by him. Whether they be things in earth or things in heaven or wherever. Hallelujah. He said, you that was sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. It's by him. You ain't got to be outside no more. So he was talking to both sets of people. There were people who understood this up here, but he said, now look, you know, he's talking to the Colossae church in Colossae. They were heathens. He said, you was messed up in your mind. You was evil, you know, things you did. He said, but it's all by him. He said, so now if you can believe that, you can be free from whatever you got. There ain't nothing that can hold you that you cannot be free of. By him, Jesus Christ. All you got to do is want to be free. I said, all you got to do is want to be free. I said, all you got to do is want to be free. He will do whatever you want him to do. And we're young, we go through, but let me tell you, we're not going to go through nothing, Jackie, that he won't. You know, I think when you look back, you say, Lord, I didn't know you know I was that strong. And I tell the Lord sometimes, I say, God, you sure I'm strong enough to do that? You know, he mentioned something in my house, I say, Lord, can I do that? I'm not going to let you ask you to do nothing you can't do. Of course you can do it. Okay, all right. Okay, Lord, let's do it. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. It's by him. And I'm understanding that it's by him. Amen. And so this week has been crazy. Like Jack, I'm telling you, I don't sit down and say, Lord, what in the world? Yes, Jackie, I did. What in the world? Hallelujah. What is going on? And then I had to look up and say, you know, I had to tell him, that I know I belong to you. I went through all this. God, I belong to you. I'm your child. I'm just trying to tell you, you're going to go through some things that you're going to have to know that you know. Because sometimes it don't just happen overnight that you get the victory. You don't have to say, well, Lord, and bam, no, it don't work like that. No, God going to try you, honey. He going to know. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He going to know who he got. He going to, this army he building up, he going to know what's in it. He going to know what's in you, too. He going to know what's in me, too. But you don't be thinking like that, you see. When you be going through trials, you don't be thinking all that stuff don't come up to you. You just be thinking, ouch. Ouch. That's all. No, hardly any scripture come in your mind is ouch. Haven't you been there? But watch out now. Because it's by him. You picked this up today. And now you want to go through. I ain't going to be telling you, oh, you go back home and God going to know. That's a lie. The devil know he got you. Now, listen. The devil know he ain't got but a short time. Y'all see the way the world is going. Y'all see the way the world is going. Here in America, we so used to everything. We go to the store, everything is filled up. And you know, the shelves, you can't, it's jammed with some food. You don't even know what the name of it is. They got bananas of every kind. Plankton banana, what is that? They got stuff shaped. And I asked Bridget, I said, you know what to do with this? She said, no, Mama, I don't know about that. I said, Lord, look at America. And I go to the store and I said, oh, Lord, what's going to happen when this ain't here? Amen. And it's going to be overnight. But he's preparing you now. He's telling you now that you are his. And by him all things consist. Don't nothing get out of order. It's all by God. You hear me what I'm saying? Whatever happened in America, it's God. Ain't nothing got out. There's no slip. It's all him. It's by him. Say by him. By him. It's wonderful what God is doing. If you know you love him and you know he's your father, know that he'll answer your prayers. Hold in there. Hold on. He will answer. If he tell you he going to do something, just hold on in there. You may not see it. Why are you holding it? Because he's teaching you in your patience possess your soul. Me and Bridget was sitting up. We was talking yesterday. And she was just telling me about the things she had went through, you know, and how God just miraculously healed her. She had something wrong with her arms and stuff. God just healed her. You know, she just called on God. He healed her right now, you know. You know how that was. I'm not saying he ain't healing you now, but you're going to have to wait on something. Hello. He going to teach you, you know, because he's trying to teach us. I said, Lord, you're trying to teach us, Lord. I said, I know he's teaching me. I don't know about nobody. He's teaching me. All right. And I said, Lord, I don't know what you got up, but I tell you, I think I'll just go along with you. I think I'll just give up and just come on, let's go together. Because, I mean, this other stuff to keep you wearing down and blah, 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 blah. And I ain't 10. I'm too old for that now. I got to enjoy myself good. Yeah. They look at what I got, and I got to enjoy myself. Right. And so I just thank the Lord. He's just so precious. Yeah. He's so precious. Yeah. And he wants you to know today that you're going to go through, but by him you coming out. Yeah. It may get bad. I mean bad. But by him you coming out. I don't care what it is. You're going to come out. Why? Because you love God. Hallelujah. You are his child. Amen. He has delivered you from the darkness. You in the kingdom of his dear son. You know, this brother that I support, brother, I love it. Because he's one of the first men of God in a long time that I've seen really do the works of Christ. His brother Snyder. And we support him. Our church support him. And I've seen him. I've seen him do Jesus works. And I heard his testimony, how he had fasted 40 days. Well, he said he fasted and, you know, how he went through and how what a hard time he had through them 40 days. Then I thought about how good God is. And then he was, he had a young boy that was about 15 or something like that, who never talked and never heard in his life, was born blind and deaf. Not blind, but deaf and dumb. And I seen this boy, Brother Snyder, praying for, and the other saints, praying for this boy. And when he laid hands on that boy, he told his boy to say hallelujah. And that boy said hallelujah, just like me and you. I've seen that happen, but I've seen they be stumbling. I jumped this, and his sister, I mean, thousands of people got saved. Thousands came in. And one girl said, I heard of this. I read it, but I have never seen it. She said, but my eyes have seen. And she got, and she went to going. God is real. I say he's real. And I'm not saying people that, you know, can't get it all done, they walk like trees, keep on going. Shoot. You know, Jesus prayed for somebody to walk like trees. But God getting ready to pray again. We getting ready to have this again thing. It's going to be perfect like Jesus. It's coming out perfect like Jesus. People don't believe God can do nothing. I said, Lord, people don't believe you can do nothing. It ain't the point they don't love you. They just don't see you doing nothing. You know, we from Missouri. You got to show us. You can't be talking to you. You got to show us. We from Missouri. Amen. But I'm telling you, when my eyes come up, your ears come up, they're going to see. I said, Lord, this is the only reason I'm waiting. Yes, I know doctors can do this. I can go to the doctor and they'll do this and take that, and I will see perfectly. I said, but God, that ain't giving you no credit. Now, don't y'all get mad with me. I'm just crazy. Just say, well, she crazy. I can do that, Jackie. In fact, I'm going to give me some glasses now. He said, well, you, I said, well, you said, give me some glasses to God, you do what you do. And I told him, I said, Lord, what is it going to do to this woman I testified to? This doctor who thought I was a pure nut. She had to go to the list. She talked to her like this. You know, these people, these so. She, who is it? So. And know she said, this woman is a pure fool. You know, that's about. You know how these old people are. You know, these old sanctified people. Yeah. I looked. I say, doctor, her name is Diane Jensen. I said, just Dr. Jensen, I'll be back in September. And I'm going to show you what God can do. I said, Lord, I done put you on the spot. You got to do something. Because I'm going right back out there in September. Y'all ought to pray for me. I said, Lord, help her to hold on. Because I get tired. You know, I get out in my car and I can see, but, you know, I'm used to seeing like a hawk. But I told God, I said, you're going to do this thing. I don't care when it, I said, I'm going to wait on you. I don't have to. I don't have to. Y'all pray that I do. We got to see God move. We tired of seeing God. We tired of this thinking it ain't nobody. God can do anything he want to do. I had thought of doing something there, and I thought it was me thinking of this. But I remember that Saul, he went blind for 3 days, didn't he? And in 3 days, God moved the scales from his eyes. And I thought, I said, I'm going to go on a 3-day fast and just clean my body. I'll just drink water and clean, because I did it once before, and it just really, I was so happy, I cried. And I didn't know, and I said, he said, I opened Saul's eyes with me. I said, you get ready to shout, y'all. Get ready to shout. We going to shout. We coming here, we going to shout, D. When D.D. come walking through there, y'all get ready to shout. I mean, because God is able. I say he's able. Not only he's able, he's going to do it. Not because he said he's going to do it. He's a man of his word. He cannot go back on his word. And I told God, I said, we started talking about, we reminiscing about what God used to do for us, used to do. We got to kill used to do. I said, Lord, I remember. I fell. Hit my, cracked that backbone. I fell. I was at a station, and my foot got caught up in the pump, and I fell. Bam! It hit the concrete. And I couldn't sit down for weeks. I don't know how long it was. For weeks. One day, I was in the basement. I got to tell it again. I had a rag on my head. I was cleaning under the step. And a man of God, Ben Kinslow, spoke. He said, "As a woman, you under your step cleaning your basement." He said, "And your back was hurt." He said, "God is healing you, girl, please." Children of God, listen to me good. The gifts got to be raised back up in the church because God got everything we need. We don't have to go to man because God got everything. If the church would get down and get these gifts like we're supposed to have, the church would be well. Y'all hear what I'm saying now? And I got Bible to back me up here now. Because he said he gave us the gifts. The Holy Spirit gave us the gifts. Erica, we just need God. And I told God, I said, "God, praise the Lord." I said, "You healed me then, and I'm just looking for you to do what you did." That's why, and I'm crying, "Lord, that's the way you raised me. You shouldn't have raised me like that. I never was raised running back and forth. I wasn't raised like that, you know." I'm going through that. Just hold on. He said, "Just hold on." Amen. I could tell you something else, but I ain't going to tell that. I told you, I'm not telling that. I don't know what that was. but I want to praise God because I know it's him. And I know I'm going to get my eyes back. He's going to be better than they was before, God. I'm going to be able to see through this thing. I might be like Superman. Amen. God going to see how long you going to wait. I said, "Lord, I've been praying to my church. I preached to my church to wait. Well, Pastor got to wait. I ain't no better than nobody else." And I told God, I said, "God, you know what I can bear." But you know, like when I drive, it's like you in a little bit of like a fog, a little bit. I can see, but it's like a fog, like a little fog. And you know, when I get to all these stop signs go around, don't nothing be there. That little turn around, and I say, "You something else." When I go to church, everybody be out to turn around, nobody but me. I just go around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wouldn't be driving that car Dad bought me if I thought I was going to tear it up. That's not right. But there's something about a man named Jesus. Woo! It's something about a man named Jesus. That name means Savior. And that name will take you through whatever you got to go through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There may be a time you can't get to where you want to go. But God will intervene for you. You don't know where you're going to be before it's over with. You don't know what you're going to have to go through. So this little stuff that he tried us now, hang on in there. Hang in. Because he's going to show out. God is going to do this thing now. He's going to do it. And I praise him for it. I praise him for it. You got anything in your body that you're waiting on, stand on your feet. Anything in your body that you're waiting on, and you stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Right now. Stand on your feet. You'd be surprised if people got stuff in their body. They're waiting on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, "God, I know you're going to come. I believe in you, and I'm receiving it now. I receive the faith to wait upon you. If I have to wait, I receive it. I receive it, Lord, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name." Hallelujah. Oh, ba-la-la-ba-saya. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I didn't know whether I should say this, but the Lord told me, said, on the third Sunday, have a healing and blessing service. Watch out. Woo, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to put it out. I'm sitting here. I said, Lord, you sure? I can't do nothing without you. I'm just do, 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 do. On the third Sunday, healing and blessing service. Turn around and say, I believe God. Shake somebody's hand and say, I believe God. I believe God. He'll do just what he say. Oh, I believe him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There ain't nothing you got that he can't help you with. Don't you say, what a doctor say, the doctor just a doctor. And I think, you know what? I thank God for doctors. I do. I appreciate. Because they got a lot of wisdom. And I told Miss Sister Diane, I told her, I said, I really thank the Lord for raising you up. Because some of God's people going to need you. I thought, but some going to need you. You know, I thank God for doctors. I thank them for all the wisdom he gives to go in your body and do. It's amazing what these people can do. It's amazing what the laser and all this can do. But y'all don't get mad with me because I want to try something different. Y'all ought to be glad because he do it for me, he'll do it for you. Because you can say, you know how you're a kid, you did it for him. Lord, you healed Al. You know how kids do? Daddy, you gave him so-and-so. I'm saying, Daddy, you did it for him. Hallelujah. By him all. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for us looking forward to that third Sunday. We're going to invite our friends out, invite our neighbors out, and you're going to do something in this place. The Lord go with you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Lift up his countenance. If I missed anything, then. Oh, Brother Richards will be here. So invite your friends out. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.